ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 9, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
ஏஷ ஏவ வரோஸ்மாக்கம் நிருத்யந்தம் துவாம் சபாபதிம் லோகயம் தம் உமாபகாந்தம் பஷ்யேம சரதக்ஷதம். You know, I want to continue to look at this Sabhapati, this Nataraja Vigraham, this your dance as Nataraja. I want to keep looking at this for 100 years. Sharadak Shatam. Shatam means 100. For 100 years I have to keep looking. I want to continuously keep looking at your this dance of yours. And that's what the Nayanmars also say. I want to take repeated births and then come to Chidambaram and then worship your beauty, worship your divine form as Nataraja, worship your divine beautiful face and divine body. I have to keep taking repeated births and deaths for that and come to Chidambaram and worship you, some of the Nayanmars also say. So that beautiful Mahadeva is Sundareshwara, the Lord of beauty. And then charu chami kara bhasam gauri kucha patorasam kadanu lokayishyami yuvanam vishpatim kavim. Now when will I see that Mahadeva, who is the lord of everything and who is charming like the luster of gold, and again he says whose chest is always in contact with the breasts of Mata Parashakti. Bahvenasam mam கிருத்த புண்ணியலேஷம் ச தர்மதிம் ஸ்வீகரிஷ்யதி கிம் நீஷோ நீலக்ரீவோ விலோகிதா. ஸோ ஹி சேஸ், யூ நோ, ஹி ஆஸ்பயர்ஸ், ஹி ஆஸ்க் திஸ் கொஷின் டு மகாதேவா ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஓ மகாதேவா, வில் யூ, ஹூ இஸ் தட் ப்ளூ நெக் லார்ட் நீலக்ரீவோ அசவ்யோப சர்பதி நீலக்ரீவோ விலோகிதா. கம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம், வெரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அனுவாக்கம் ஆஃப் ருத்ரம். நீலக்ரீவா ஆல்சோ கம்ஸ் லைக் 6 டைம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம். ஓ ப்ளூ நெக்ட் லார்ட், you have a special reddish complexion. Oh Mahadeva, I have committed many many sins, will you ever accept me? Jaimini Maharshi begs to Mahadeva. And then swastyastu sakite jihve vidyada turuma patehe stavam uchataram bruhi jagatamiva dundubihi. And he glorifies, he says, oh my tongue, you know, he requests his tongue to just glorify that Umapati. Always, oh my tongue, please glorify just Umapati, Ambikapati, Parvatipati, Parameshwara, who is the bestower of everything, Aishwaryam, Bhoga, Moksha, everything. And be as loud as the trumpet, he orders his tongue actually. His stuti is very beautiful. One can melt in devotion by reading this. I have just selected some hymns. I have selected some verses only. I have not going through everything. There are like more than 100 verses. Due to short of time, I've just selected some verses. He orders his tongue to, you know, glorify that Umapati alone. And then be, oh my tongue, please be as loud as trumpet. When you're glorifying Lord Shiva. And then Mahamayukaya, Mahabhujaya, Mahashariraya, Mahambharaya, Mahakiritaya, Maheshwaraya, Maho Mahim, Sushtu Timi, Timirayami. Now I salute you who is greater than the greatest, and this is the best of all hymns. That's what Jaimini Maharshi says. And Maheshwara, whose resplendent ray is great, you have great tejas, you have a great body, you have great might, you have great arms. Oh Mahadeva, I glorify that personality. And then you have a crown, Jatamudi, the hair lockets of Mahadeva itself is the crown of Lord Shiva. Jatadhara, whereas if Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, they have actually crowns on their head. But for Mahadeva, his Jatamudi itself is the crown. Sarpadi Rajosha Dinata Yuddha Kshubhya Jatamandala Gahvaraya Tubhyam Namak Sundara Tandavaya Yasminnidam Sancha Vichaiti Sarvam. Oh Mahadeva, obeisance, prostrations to you who performs the Tandava dance with matted hair, beautiful matted locks of hair, and the king of serpents, Naga, Nagendra, the king of Nagas, Vasuki, is on your neck. And also the moon, you know, the always actually the moon and the snake, you know, they are like the North Pole and South Pole. And here, Jaimini Maharshi says, no, the king of serpents is at your neck and the moon is on your head. They always come to clash and they get agitated. They always come to clash and they get agitated. They are like North Pole and South Pole, but they are actually in control, under control of Mahadeva. When they are with Mahadeva, they are under control. So that's the thing. And then, Murari Netrarchita, this is interesting. Murari Netrarchita Pada Padma Umangri Laksha Parirakta Panim Namami Devam Prashanila Kantam Hiranyadantam Shuchivarnamarat. Murari is Vishnu. Netra means eyes. Archita, he is worshipping Lord Shiva with his Netra. Murari, Vishnu is worshipping Lord Shiva with his Netra. But which part of the body he is worshipping? Pada Padma. To his lotus feet, he is offering his eyes to the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And this is a very beautiful story that is told everywhere in the Puranas, where, you know, Vishnu desires to destroy the Devas, but he doesn't have a weapon. So in order to aspiring for a very powerful weapon, he worships Mahadeva with 1,000 lotuses. And Mahadeva, in order to test his bhakti, he steals one of the lotuses. And then he offers his eyes. And because of that, Vishnu gets two things. He becomes, you know, Lord Shiva appears and then he gives the Sudarshana Chakra, which is one of the most powerful weapons. And then also he gives Padma, he makes him Padma Lochana. From today onwards, you will be lotus eyed. So that's what. So Murari Netrarchita, with his Netra, he was worshipping the lotus feet of Paramashiva. And then Umangri Laksha. So your hands are actually reddish. So because you always caress the feet of Mata, it's like a husband and wife, you know, love. So the divine mother and father, it's like the divine father touching the feet and caressing the feet of Mata Parashakti, and your hands have become reddish by touching that, by caressing the feet of Mata Uma, which is actually Uma's feet is actually red in color. And your hands have become red, O Mahadeva, by caressing the feet of Mata. Very beautiful. And Hiranyadantam, Vrisha Neelakantam. So I missed that. Neelakantam, right? Trilochanam. Umasahayam Parameshwaram Prabham Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam. Kaivalya Upanishad. Neelakanta means blue-throated. Kailasa Shikarabhasa Himavadgiri Samsthitaha Neelakantam Trinetram cha. Who is blue-throated? Comes in the Shiva Sankalpa Suktam also. And on account of drinking the Hala Hala poison, he became blue-throated. Hiranyadantam. He is the lord of Hiranya, he is the lord of gold. Namo Hiranya Bhagave Hiranya Varnaya Hiranya Rupaya Hiranya Pataye Mbika Pataya Uma Pataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha. So here, you know, he is the lord of gold. His hands are gold. He has golden locks of hair. Suvarnaksha, he is golden eyed. He has a golden body. And then golden effulgence is coming out of his body. Hiranmagena Patrena Ishavasya Upanishad, verse 15. Here, Jaimini Maharshi goes on to say, Hiranya Dantam, your teeth is also golden. Oh Mahadeva, Shuchir Varnamarat. And who is fair complexioned? Shuddha Spatika Sankasham, he is fair. Anantam Avyaktam Archityam Ekam Harantam Ashambaram Ambarangam Ajam Puranam Pranamami Yupam Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. Every word in this verse itself has a connection. Anantam Avyaktam. Ananta comes in the Atharvashira Upanishad. Infinite. Mahadeva is infinite. So that is one of the names of Lord Shiva in the Atharvashira Upanishad. Mahanarayana Upanishad also says Anantam Avyayam Kavigum Samudrentam Vishwarupam. Anantam Avyayam Kavigum Samudrentam Vishvashambhuvam. Sorry. Yeah. Vishvashambhuvam. So Anantana Avyakta. So this also comes in the Kaivalya Upanishad. Achintyam Avyaktam Anantarupam. He has various forms. சுந்தரேஸ்வர, தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி, பிக்ஷாடனா, அர்த்தநாரீஸ்வர, சிதம்பர நட்ராஜா, திருவாரூர் தியாகராஜா, பஞ்சமுக பரமேஸ்வரா, சரபேஸ்வரா, காலபைரவா, வீரபத்ரா, வேரியஸ் டிவைன்ஸ், சௌமிய ரூபம் அண்ட் ரௌத்ர ரூபம்ஸ் ஹீ ஹேஸ். அண்ட் தென் ஹீ இஸ் இம்பெரிஷபிள், அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட், அண்ட் தென் பியாண்ட் காண்டம்ப்ளேஷன் ஆர் திங்கிங், அச்சிந்தியம். ஸோ அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் ஏக்கம், ஏகோ ருத்ரோ ந த்விதீயாய, ஹீ இஸ் ஒன் வித்வுட் அ செகண்ட். தெர் இஸ் நன் தட் இஸ் செகண்ட் டு ஹிம், ஹீ தெர் இஸ் நன் தட் இஸ் ஈவன் கிரேட்டர் தேன் ஹிம், அண்ட் ஹேஸ் த குவார்ட்டர்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் கார்மெண்ட்ஸ். திகம்பரா, இஸ் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங், த நார்த், ஈஸ்ட், சவுத் அண்ட் வெஸ்ட் ஆர் ப்ரெசன்ட் ஆஸ் த கார்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மகாதேவா. ஹீ ஹேஸ் த எலிஃபண்ட் ஹைட், ஹீ ஹேஸ் த ஹைட் ஆஃப் நரசிம்மா ஆஸ் ஹிஸ் கார்மெண்ட் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ த டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஸ் ஹிஸ் கார்மெண்ட்ஸ். ஆல் த தேவாஸ் ஆர் லைக் வேரிங் வேரியஸ் யூனோ க்ளோத்ஸ். பட் மகா ஃபார் மகாதேவா த குவார்ட்டர்ஸ், த ஃபோர் குவார்ட்டர்ஸ் ஆர் த கார்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மகாதேவா. அண்ட் தென் ஹூ இஸ் அன்பார்ன், அஜம், அஜாயமானோ பகுதா விஜாயத்தே. புராணம், ஹூ இஸ் ஏன்ஷியன்ட், புராணா மீன்ஸ் ஏன்ஷியன்ட். அண்ட் ஹூஸ் பாடி இஸ் த ஸ்கை. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ டோல்ட் இன் வியோமகேஷா, இஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் த நேம்ஸ் தட் கம்ஸ் இன் த சிவ அஷ்டோத்தரம். வியோமகேஷா மீன்ஸ், ஓ மகாதேவா, யுவர் ஹேர் இஸ் தட் ஸ்கை. ஸோ ஹியர் இட் சேஸ் பாடி, த பாடி ஆஃப் மகாதேவா இஸ் த ஸ்கை. ஸோ வி கேன் ஆல்சோ கனெக்ட் திஸ் வித் நீலதோயத மத்தியஸ்தாத் வித்யுல்லேகேவ பாஸ்வரா. It's like the blue clouds are compared to Mata Parashakti and the lightning is actually Paramashiva. And also the in the seventh Anuvakam of Rudram, Lord Shiva is described as cloud personified and also lightning personified. Megya yacha vidyutya yacha megya. Megha means, megam means the clouds, mega. Vidyut means lightning. So you are that clouds and you are that lightning. And he is more, Anoraniyan Mahatomahiyan, is exactly comes in the Upanishads. Anoraniyan Mahatomahiyan Atma Guhayam Nihitosya Jantoho Tamakratam Pashyati Vita Shoko Dhatur Prasada Mahimanamisham. One who meditates on that personality who is greater than the greatest and smaller than the smallest within the heart, and also who is present in the heart of all the living entities, he gets relieved of all the bhaya and shoka. He gets relieved of all the fear of this worldly existence, and then he eternally attains liberation. He goes back to Mahadeva. And then imam namami ishvara mindu maule shivam mahanandam ashoka dukkam hridam bhuje tishtati yah paratma yatascha sarva pradisho dishascha. I bow to this Mahadeva who is completely blissful and devoid of sorrow and pain. Everybody are bound by, birth, old age, disease and death, which is the ultimate problem. And that can be resolved only by resorting to Mahadeva. You can get relieved of that by resorting to Mahadeva. 180th verse of the 154th chapter, Matsya Puranam, Narada Maharshi says, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Ditaha. Everybody are bound by Janma, Mrityu and Jara. The sages Brahma, Narayana and Indra are bound by, even the Devas are bound by the birth, old age, disease and death. But Mahadeva is that ultimate. Mahadeva is alone beyond the birth, old age, disease and death. And Mahadeva alone is beyond the karma, anava, mala. Mahadeva alone is beyond the three modes of material nature. No one else. And who is the great Atman? Paratma, Tasya, Ashikaya, Madhye, Parama, Atma, Vyavastitaha. He is the Supreme Soul who stays in the lotus-like cavity of the heart. Who stays in the lotus of the heart, Pundarikam. And then from whom everything originates. And then Ragadika Pat. Ragadika Pat. யசமுத்பவேன பாந்தம் பவாக்கியேன மகாமயேன விலோக்கியமாம் பாலய சந்திரமௌலே பிஷக்தமம் த்வா பிஷஜாம் ஸ்ருணோமி. பேஷ ஆல்சோ த பிஷக், ஸோ பிஷக் ஆல்சோ கம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம். ஸோ விச் மீன்ஸ் தட் ஹீ இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபிசிஷியன்ஸ். ஹீ இஸ் வைதீஸ்வர ஆர் வைத்தியநாத. So one is that, we can look at this in two ways. So you are born, you have a disease, a material disease that is affecting you, like cancer or something, or typhoid or something like that. And then you can worship Mahadeva to get relieved of that, because if you want to engage in bhakti to Mahadeva, you need to be fit at the end of the day.
You need to be healthy. And the other thing is that the biggest disease is actually the repeated cycles of birth and death. This samsara sagaram. How to get relieved of that samsara sagaram? He is the greatest physician who can give you the, you know, by resorting to him, you will attain, you will get relieved from the repeated cycles of birth and death. Bhave bhave nati bhave, Sadhyo Jata Mantram says. Don't put me into the repeated cycles of birth and death, Mahadeva. Kroshantam isham patitam bhavabdau nakusta manduka nivati bhitam kadanumam rakshati devadevo hiranya rupaksa hiranya sandrik. Again he uses the word hiranya. So, O Mahadeva, the lord of all the devas who has golden features and golden vision, please protect me. I am shouting loud to you, O Lord. I am fallen into this ocean of worldly existence. I am not able to get up. I feel like my mind will go behind something or the other and it will forget you. You know, what will a devotee fear is that a true Shiva Bhakta will fear. Or what he will fear is that, you know, that fear when he forgets Mahadeva and he goes behind material things. You know that it's very, the Maya of Mahadeva is very powerful. Mayam tu prakritam vidya, mayinam tu maheshwaram. It is under his control. If you want to win over Maya, you have to surrender to Mahadeva. So true Shiva Bhakta will fear that, I don't want to forget Mahadeva at any cost. And that's why we see Nandi and Upamanyu always, they dedicate themselves to Lord Shiva, worshipping Mahadeva, and they ask, if I have to worship, it should be only you, nobody else. So that's the boon that they acquire. So he is, you know, he says, I'm fallen into the ocean of worldly existence. I'm extremely frightened. Like a frog stationed in an ant hill wherein a serpent dwells. Now this is like, we think we are enjoying this material world, but here our dear Jaimini Maharshi describes what is this material world. It's like a frog, you know, frog is actually we are stationed in an ant hill wherein actually a cobra resides. You know, so it's very dangerous for the frog, right? So that's where he compares. I feel like I'm a frog stationed in an ant hill wherein a serpent, cobra, dwells. Oh Mahadeva. So this is that dangerous, this ocean of worldly existence. So please save me. Please protect me, oh Mahadeva. Oh personality. Oh the Mahadeva with golden features. And Charusmitam. Chandra Kalavatam Sam Gauri Kataksha Ruhayugma Netram Alokya Ishyami Aloka Ishyami Kadanu Sambham Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastad. You enjoy always the side glances of Gauri Mata. Mahadeva, you know, Parashakti Mata, that romance, divine romance happens between Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva. So with her, you know, she always wants to enjoy the beauty of Mahadeva. So there is also a beautiful verse. Chudaya Gauri Nayanotsavaya. Chudaya Gauri Nayanotsavaya. Which means Gauri Mata, with her eyes, she is drinking the beauty of Lord Shiva. That beautiful is Mahadeva. So with her side glances, Gauri Mata enjoys the beauty of Lord Shiva. And then Aditya Varnam, who is described as having the color and the luster of the sun, who is beyond darkness, Tamasak Parastad, Kaivalya Upanishad says, Aditya Varnam, you know, Samastha Saksham Tamasak Parastad, Purusha Suktam says, Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastad, whose smiles are charming. And then there are many verses, but I'll just like take one or two more and then end it. Ekayanam te vipulam shriyam te shrikantamenam sukrita namantam shrimanayam shripati vandyapadaha shrinam udaro taruno rayinam. He says, you are that only goal, you are that only object of meditation, you are the only object of glory. You are shrikanta. Shrikanta means shrikanta. Kanta means throat. Shri means beautiful. So your throat is very beautiful. Shri Kanta is one of the names of Lord Shiva. It is also one of the names of the Acharya. The Shiva Vishishtadvaita Sthapanacharya. Sthapanacharya's name is Shri Kanta. And then your feet is worshipped by the Lord of Shri. So Shripati is actually Vishnu. Shri actually refers to Mata Parashakti because the giver of prosperity, Shriye Ruchanaha, the Vedas say. So Shriye Ruchanaha is actually told in the Vedas for Lord Shiva. He is the giver of ultimate prosperity. But so the Shripati in general, it means Vishnu. So Vishnu is actually serving your feet eternally. And he bestows prosperity to his devotees by your grace, O Mahadeva. And then Suputra Kama Apiye Manushya Yuvanamenam Girisham Yajantam Yataksvayam Bhur Jagato Vidata Hiranya Garbak Samavartata Gre. So the Hiranya Garbha Suktam in the Vedas, that is for Brahma. Hiranya Garbha Samavartata Gre Bhutasya Jataha Patireka Asit, which talks about Hiranya Garbha. All the jivas originate from Brahma. Patireka Asit, he was the one who was present in the beginning. But before that, no, Narayana, and before that Maheshwara. Maheshwara is that Adikarta, he is the original creator. So this also comes, you know, it says, Jaimini Maharshi says, Hiranya Garbha, who is described as the creator of the universe, oh Mahadeva, he originated from you only. And you gave him the knowledge to attain, to get Shiva Jnanam, you gave him the knowledge. He goes on to say, you have conquered, like everybody, you know, all the men and all the gods, and you reside in the just. So previously he glorified his tongue to just, you know, previously he was talking about his tongue to glorify only Lord Shiva. Here he actually glorifies the speech. The speech that comes out of the mouth should actually glorify Mahadeva. Bhavishyasi tvam pratimana hino vinirjita shesha naramarascha namaschate vani makesham enam stuhishrutam gartasadam yuvanam. This also has a connection. So the vani, that, you know, the speech that comes out of our mouth should actually glorify Lord Shiva only and not anyone else. And eulogize, the glorify that well-known youth. Stukishrutam gartasadam yuvanam. The Rudram says, Stukishrutam gartasadam yuvanam mriganna bhimamupahatna mugram radacharitre rudrastapano anyante aspenniva pantusenaha. Stukishrutam. So, as I said, Vedapada, every verse has a connection to the Vedas and Upanishads. So, glorify that youth who is always present in the cavity of the heart. And then Hiranyavarnam Maninupu Rangrim Prasanna Vaktram Shuka Padma Hastam Vila Vishala Netram Pranamami Gaurim Vacho Vidam Vacham Udirayantim. It's also important to glorify Mata Parashakti. She is also important. She is sitting in the left lap of Maheshwara. Wherever, if you see in the Vedas, she is described as one with Parameshwara. So he says, I bow down. Jaimini Maharshi says, I bow down to Gauri Mata, who is also, you know, golden in complexion. She is sometimes described as dark, sometimes blue, sometimes green, sometimes white, sometimes golden. Shvetashvatara Upanishad itself says, there is a verse which talks about this color, various colors of Mata. And then whose color is that of gold? You have a golden complexion, and then you have a parrot, and then you have a lotus in your hands. Your eyes are large, you know, by looking at Mahadeva your eyes become large. And that's what he says to when glorifying Uma Mata. And then Namami Menata Nayama Meyam Imam Umam Kantim Atima Meyam Karotiya Bhuti Sitau Stanau Dvau Priyam Sakayam Parishas Vajanam. I bow down to the daughter of Menavati, that is Parvati Mata, who cannot be comprehended. Just like Mahadeva is Achintya, even Mata Parashakti is Achintya, who is full of splendor, who cannot be measured. And it's beautiful, again, like this is also divine. Your breasts are actually whitened. You know, your breasts become, you know, they are whitened by the basma when you are embracing the beloved Mahadeva. When you are embracing your beloved Mahadeva, your breasts are whitened by the basma that is on his body. O Mata, Jaimini Maharshi says. And then finally he ends by saying, Shive katam tvat samata kva dhiyate jagat kritihi keli rayam shivakpatihi haristu dasonachar haristu dasaha anuchari indira shachi saraswatim va subaga dadirvasu. O mata parashakti, you know, how can I ever glorify you? How can I glorify you and Mahadeva? I'm just a jivatma who is bound in the repeated cycles of birth and death. And then he goes on to explain. Jaimini Maharshi says, Shiva is your husband. You and Shiva rule this universe. The creation is your sport. Lokavattu Leela Kaivalyam Brahmasutra Bhashyam. Brahmasutram states, it is actually an instrument. This world is an instrument in the hands of Mata and Mahadeva. And then he goes on to say, everybody are your servants. You know, this doubt will come, right? If Shiva and Mahadevi and Mahadeva are the Lord, so is there anything that is greater than Mahadeva? So he clarifies, Haristu Dasaha, Hari is your servant. And then Anuchari Indira Shachi Sarasvatim. Indira refers to Lakshmi. Indra means the king of heaven. Indira means Lakshmi. So Lakshmi is your maid servant. And so as Shachi, that is Indra's wife, and Saraswati, O Mata. And you are the bestower of all wealth. So you and Paramashiva rule the universe. With that, he ends the hymn. So these are only selected verses. Again, it's a very wonderful stuti, Vedapada hymn, sung by Jaimini Maharshi, glorifying the Tandavam of Lord Shiva. So I wanted to connect that with the Nataraja episode. Since I spoke about Chidambara Nataraja, I wanted to connect that with this. So, and then Muhur Muhuhu Pibannisham Tandava Mrita Mangalam Sarvan Kamana Vapyante Ganapatyam Ivapaha. And after singing this wonderful stuti, Jaimini Maharshi, he has given us a wonderful stuti also to deliberate on and also to sing. All glories to the great soul, you know, after attaining all the desires, and then after seeing the divine cosmic dance, Tandavam of Ishvara, he attained the Ganadipatya. Atharva Shiras talks about Ganadipatyam. You attain the chief, you know, you become the chief of the Shiva Ganas. And then you go back to Parakailasha to eternally engage in service to Mahadeva. So, Ganapatyam Ivapaha, 143rd verse, 73rd chapter, Uttarabhagam, Narada Puranam, he attains that Sarupyam or Samipya Mukti, and he attains that, he becomes the chief of the Shiva Ganas, and then he attains Mukti. And then this stuti is not just for like moksham. Jaimini Maharshi says that it is also for intellect, you know, attaining good knowledge, good memory power, or if you want splendor, prosperity, name, fame. Anything that you want, you can, you know, whatever you want, you can sing this stuti. So, and you will get that in return. So, you will get bhoga also, you will get moksha also. But, you know, once we get bhoga, we should not forget Mahadeva. That's what is more important. The asuras, they get bhoga and they forget Mahadeva. But devotees do not forget Mahadeva. Everything happens by the grace of Mahadeva. Whatever, even if a blade of a grass has to move from one end to another end, or by the wind it moves from one place to another place, that also happens, you know, with the permission of Lord Shiva. So everything happens by the grace of Lord Shiva. So that thing should be there in the devotees. But this hymn can be sung, you know, and obtained, whichever we want to obtain, bhoga or moksha. You know, with bhakti if you sing, and with Shraddha, bhakti, dhyana, yoga, adavaihi, kaivalya upanishad. Shraddha means faith, unflinching faith in Mahadeva. No, without Shraddha, nothing is going to happen. Without faith in Mahadeva, we just, you know, sing, it's not going to happen. Then Shraddha and Bhakti, devotion to Mahadeva, is very, very important. So, that's about it. I think it was a lengthy class, but I hope you enjoyed. I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra, and then we can, tomorrow what's the plan is, I'll be looking at some of the, you know, as I said before, some of the interesting verses in Bhagavad Gita and how it connects with Mahadeva. So that's what we'll be seeing tomorrow. As usual, the same time, I'll send out the links and then I'll keep you posted. ಓಂ ಯದಕ್ಷರಪದಭೃಷ್ಟಂ ಮಾತ್ರಹೀನಂ ತು ಯದ್ಭವೇ ತತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ಕ್ಷಮ್ಯತಾಂ ದೇವ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ. ವಿಸರ್ಗಬಿಂದು ಮಾತ್ರಾಣಿ ಪದಪಾದಾಕ್ಷರಾಣಿ ಚ ನ್ಯೂನಾನಿ ಚಾತಿರಿಕ್ತಾನಿ ಕ್ಷಮಸ್ವ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ. ಅಪರಾಧ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಣಿ ಕ್ರಿಯಂತೆ ಹರ್ನಿಶಂ ಮಯಾ ದಾಸೋಯಮಿತಿ ಮಾಂ ಮತ್ವಾ ಕ್ಷಮಸ್ವ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ. ಅನ್ಯತಾ ಶರಣಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಶರಣಂ ಮಮ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ರಕ್ಷ ರಕ್ಷ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಿ. ಅನ್ಯತಾ ಶರಣಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಶರಣಂ ಮಮ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಭಾವೇನ ರಕ್ಷ ರಕ್ಷ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ. ಏತತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಉಮಾಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು. ಲಲಿತಾಂಬಿಕೇ ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು. ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಗೌರೀ ಸಮೇತ ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು. ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಸಮೇತ ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು. ಕರಚರಣಕೃತಂ ವಾಕ್ಕಾಯಜಂ ಕರ್ಮಜಂ ವಾ ಶ್ರವಣನಯನಜಂ ವಾ ಮಾನಸಂ ವಾ ಪರಾದಂ ವಿಹಿತಂ ಅವಿಹಿತಂ ವಾ ಸರ್ವಂ ಏತತ್ ಕ್ಷಮಸ್ವ. ಜಯ ಜಯ ಕರುಣಾಬ್ಧೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಶಂಭೋ. ಮಾತಾ ಚ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ದೇವೀ ಪಿತಾ ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ. ಬಾಂಧವಾ ಶಿವಭಕ್ತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಸ್ವದೇಶೋ ಭುವನತ್ರಯಂ. ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಸಾಂಬಶಿವಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಹರ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್. ಜೈಮಿನಿ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ಕೀ ಜೈ.